The Traveler's Journal, June 25th, on the battlefield where General Custer met his match. Few events in the history of the American West capture the nation's fascination, like the Battle of the Little Bighorn. On this day, in 1876, General George Armstrong Custer led his army of 650 cavalry soldiers to attack some 3,000 Sioux and Cheyenne warriors, perhaps the largest encampment of Plains Indians to ever assemble. Gold had recently been found in the hills of what is now South Dakota, and Custer intended to drive the Native Americans from land they'd been granted by treaty only a few years before. From the onset, Custer ran an ill-motivated, ill-conceived, badly executed campaign. The battle was a total rout, and within an hour, Custer's entire contingent was slaughtered to a man. Until recently, however, history has regarded the general as a hero, the rallying point of a gallant last stand, which, in truth, probably happened only in imagination. This weekend, Hardin, Montana, 20 miles southeast of Billings, celebrates its annual Little Bighorn Days, with a variety of activities, including 4 one-hour reenactments of the famous battle. The reenactment, subject of TV documentaries and films, is listed among the top 100 events in America by Destinations Magazine. By the way, the actual site of the incident, a national park several miles away, has a new name. Once called Custer's Battlefield, it's now known as Little Bighorn National Monument. General George Custer no longer stands so tall. You'll find a wealth of travel resources at our site on the World Wide Web, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.